Okay, hello everybody, this is George here. Launching the first of my experimental booze after I get this. There we go, it's locked into place. Interesting. I presume that was something rolling across the floor upstairs. What I'm going to do today, hopefully, is determine what's wrong with our dryer. A while ago, it stopped working, and by all indications, the motor seized up. So, I kind of want to take it apart today and get into it and figure out what the trouble is. And that leads to a different story unto itself. I was thinking it's pretty dire. We're going to need a new one. So I went looking around, but I think I'll discuss that more when I start tearing this apart. This interface is already playing nasty little games with me. It tried to steal my audio. Of course, I had let the screen lock, which I'll have to remember not to do because that seems to change it. Anyway, I'm hoping that'll give me enough room to work. There's four screws in the very front of the dryer that'll allow me to lift the hood. And thankfully I selected the right screwdriver. They're just short little guys. Yeah, really short. So I figure the motor seized on this, and there's probably not much point fixing it, so my going into this is a mere formality. But we ended up looking or calling around a place that I knew of that dealt in used appliances, and they quoted us a price that was like a couple hundred, and then $50 if we wanted delivery and removal of the old dryer, which of course we do, since neither of us drive, and consequently neither of us have a truck. So yeah, that was. And then Michelle got searching around through Sears of all places and found out they had a sale on a dryer. So we decided to go down there in person and have a look, which I did so and liked what I found. I found that the dryer had a big knob on it, which allowed me to. It had a rubberized raised indicator on it, and we have rather creaky floors upstairs. It's Michelle. I'm in the basement, and Michelle's walking above in the main floor. There we go. It's come up nicely. There's a bunch of rubbish on the back. I'll have to just scrub off here. It'll fall off. And okay, top's up. So we went around looking for that, and yeah, I was impressed by that. And I happened to ask about the washer, and I got looking at it. It also had the big raised marker and raised writing on the faceplate of the machine, which I liked as well. And so, long story made short, we decided to purchase both a washer and a dryer. And I don't know, because I couldn't stop ogling the washer. Now, I thought I could reach the motor of this thing more easily, but there's a big drum exposed here. Did I have to take the front off? I didn't think so. It looks like for the heating element there. Now I should let you know, I've unplugged everything. There's no power to this thing whatsoever. But I can't seem to get around this drum. Ooh. That's me turning the drum, independent of the motor, which is tough to do, and this is what leads me to believe the motor is in fact seized. But how did I get at that before? I don't remember. Huh. This is the impenetrable Fort Knox. Oh my. Because I remember seeing in here how that all worked before. Well, I'm going to have to figure this out. Anyway, long story short, we ended up buying new appliances. We're going to take delivery on them on... I just realized I lost one of my earpieces a long time ago. Apologies for the sound. It's probably terrible. But I'm going to pause this anyway until I figure out my next move. I feel like a doctor. There's some good news and some bad news. Oy, yay. Plastic I'm pulling out of this dryer. Yuck. Wow. That motor is some stiff, all right. But I can turn it just barely. I've had to take the whole front of the dryer apart, but I'm just fortunate enough to be able to grab hold of the fan blades and maneuver this thing. But, yeah, you know, the lint screen was there, but there's an awful lot of lint inside this thing. It's terrible. And I mentioned I had to pull the whole front off, so that's the door and everything. There's nothing left of the glides on here. They're in terrible shape. Terrible, terrible, terrible. So this is wanting of work for a while. And getting to that motor to replace that, that's not going to be easy. Mm-mm. Because I'm looking at this. I guess you would take this whole front panel off. I mean, but it's a question of, like, I think I'm in over my head here because that's a little more expertise than I want to get into right now. But suffice it to say, I think I made the right decision. This little description, this dryer, never did have the proper knobs on it. Well, we got it. It owes us nothing. It was in this house when we moved in here close to 14 years ago. And it was old then, so I don't know how old it actually is. But now I'm able to get this motor to move slightly, which it wasn't doing before. I'm wondering if it would actually turn. I doubt it, though. Because it's really stiff. So, I don't know. It is moving things, though. Huh. Anyway, I was going to say also that we've never had the proper knobs for this, ever. And I borrowed a knob off an old barbecue we'd gotten rid of a while ago to use as the temperature control, which I found out I didn't use that much anyway, so set the timer by feel. Anyway, I will keep you updated with future booze on the when we get our new appliances in. But I'm going to wrap this one up for now and try to put this back together at least enough that they can cart it out of here. Anyway, take care and thanks for listening. Bye for now.